Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Here we go. Yes, our Thursday talk round continues. Got a sunny sky happening here, 57 degrees. Good morning. Back here in my radio hut. Time for our morning zoo, our Thursday tradition here, and we're talking with Adi in this morning, sitting in for Tom and Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
I'm really good.
Always great to see your smiling face.
Always glad to be here.
How's everything with the residents down at the zoo?
Fantastic. I think they're a little confused on what month it is.
I was going to say, are they a little little off? Like, you know, I've been seeing flocks of geese kind of looking at each other.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially our bears.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, we've been putting on weight for winter coming. Wait a minute, 90 degrees. What is going on?
What is happening
now? They're
here.
Fat and uncomfortable and hot.
I love that. And do most, like, as far as the species down there, are a lot of them kind of weather specific or know when things are supposed to change but don't?
The bears especially know because they go in their torpor.
Mm-hmm.
The snow leopards really appreciate cold weather.
Yes.
So they're also a little upset that, again, we're in the 80s and 90s again. Snappy's loving it.
I bet.
He is just soaking up the sun right now.
Now, Snappy's your alligator for people that don't know. And boy, he is a popular attraction.
He is. He really is, which is surprising because he doesn't do much.
I know. Just sits there, but the kids love to look at him.
Oh, yeah. Comments. Yeah. Is he a statue? Nope. Guarantee he's not.
Good stuff. All right. Things coming up here. Of course, October can only mean one thing down at the
zoo.
Zubu. And there's been kind of a change to it, a good change.
Oh, a very good change.
Tell us about this, Adi.
So, in the past, we've done it on Halloween night. So we tried changing things up a couple years ago, I believe now. And we do 2 to 5 the Saturday before.
Okay.
And the attendance that we have with that is phenomenal. It's worked out great for us. The cool thing is, you know, animals are out because it's during our work day. So we have certain animals out. So bonus, you get to come in and see some of the animals.
Certainly.
The downfall is we don't have the lights, which is okay. We still have the blow-ups, you know.
Yeah, it's a
That's
decent trade-off,
cool. That's still cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited for that on the 25th this month. We're getting a plan ready and getting all of our blow-ups out, seeing what we got.
That is a pretty festive time down there.
It really is. Yes, and we get lots of pumpkins. The animals love their pumpkins the next day. Especially the bison elk,
mm-hmm.
But all the animals get a pumpkin the next day to celebrate Halloween, and you can just see them. You know, they get them once a year.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to see them react to those pumpkins.
Are they aware? I mean, obviously they're aware. It's like, ooh, there's a lot of people in here today.
You know, they do, and once they see those blow-ups go up, luckily we put them up beforehand just to make sure all the animals are okay with it. But they're looking at it like, what is this thing? What is going on?
I love that. And that's, of course, that's your October, huge in October
with
Zubu.
Yep.
Then we're looking ahead to Wild Game Show. Tell us about this.
Oh, yes. Wild Game Show. Fun night. It's a Friday before Thanksgiving. I believe it's the 21st this year. We have tickets on sale already, $45 a piece. You can stop by the zoo. Find any zoo board member. We've got books of tickets ready. Fun event. We've got some changes coming to some of the games.
Yeah.
Gonna be a great night. It's gonna be a little more active for the audience members. Hopefully people won't be afraid to get up there on stage and participate in these games.
You know they will.
It's gonna be another good time. I saw the menu. Oh, my gosh. Tom and their son, Josh, have come up with some really cool ideas.
Looking forward to this.
So, it's going to be fun.
And it always is, and people have a hard time. It's like, I don't know what I like more, if I like the games or if I like the food. It's kind of a 50-50 split.
I'd say
it's a, you know, I definitely like both.
Exactly. You know, and if you don't want to get on stage, we have all those side games, the silent auction. So you grab your food or on your way to go get food, stop by a side game.
Right.
Try your chances at that.
So looking back over the summer, been a pretty good season. I mean, the weather's been kind of weird.
It has
this summer,
been weird. If it wasn't hot, it was raining.
Yeah.
But overall, I'd say on our really nice days, especially the weekends, if they were really nice, the zoo was, the parking lot was packed all day. And that was great to see. We have those animal encounters that people were just signing up for all summer long, which is a great experience and really something cool that the public gets to do to really get up close and personal with these animals.
Without a doubt. Adie, great to have you in here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Don't be a stranger. You come back anytime, all right?
Oh, I sure will.
Adie sitting in for Tom and Kathy this morning and our Thursday edition of the Morning Zoo here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.